Yo, yo, yo! Welcome to the podcast. It's Matt and Ben. It's podcast 3. Welcome to the show.
This is very different from the norm.
I'm going for a new look, all
I'm
right?
I'm scared.
No, it's a new thing. You know, we're trying to reach out.
Was that a phone?
Yeah, a phone.
And a cockerel.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. This is what the kids want.
And a sheep.
This is what the this is what the people want, okay? I mean,
you've gone for a lot of farm animals, I noticed.
I know, but that's the only way I operate, I'm afraid. We might just stick to the normal music.
Hooray! I like this one. Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in again, guys. I mean, you might not have tuned in at all before, but I appreciate it. It's podcast 3. It's Matt and Ben, and we've got loads of stuff for you today. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, I don't know if I've got anything else to say.
Oh, well, there we go. Way to prepare an intro.
We can just...
Just say, hey, thanks for listening.
We can just enjoy the music. It's all right.
Well, it's stopped now.
Now
we've got nothing.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Anyway, we normally bring something to enjoy while listening to the... while listening. We're not really...
Yeah, it just shows how much input we have.
We're kind of making it, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Dread the thought. I've bought some chocolate coins!
Really?
Yeah, look at that! See?
Wow.
Four of them, right there.
That's... Wow.
I don't even like chocolate
Wait,
that
how
much.
Old? How old are these?
Since Christmas, but...
Oh, wow, well, okay, that's
They
fine.
Do last, you know.
Yeah.
So, if you're at home, help yourself to some... If you've got some chocolate coins, then, oh, they're probably on offer if you go to, you know, Tesco's or something.
Yeah, they probably are.
Yeah, so enjoy... Pause the podcast, buy some chocolate coins.
Come back and then continue.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. So, it was Valentine's...
Wow.
I know. It's good, isn't it?
I like that, yeah.
It was Valentine's Day on Tuesday.
Oh, was it?
It was.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you forget about it?
I did, yeah.
That was very remiss of you.
Very what? Mm.
Very remiss. You missed out.
That's a complicated word.
Remiss, it was an oversight on your part.
I don't think so.
Well...
Even if I remembered, it would just remind me of loneliness and misery.
Yeah, but you might get lucky one of the... Did you get lucky this time?
What? No.
No?
No,
okay.
I didn't.
Yeah, but there's always next time. There's always future,
yeah.
You know. Don't be too discriminatory.
That's the only period of time that I could get lucky,
isn't it? No, but don't be too discriminatory, you know, because, you know, next time you might, you know, catch somebody's eye across the... across a bar or a coffee shop or something, and you might share a beautiful moment. So just don't dismiss it, okay? Now, I was doing a little bit of research about Valentine's Day, and I came across a website, a scientific website, that actually suggested you take a kind of alternative approach to chatting people up. Okay,
right.
Because normally... You know, you're supposed to flatter them, I guess. You know, I haven't really ever tried.
So you're saying we should insult them?
Well, this
God
is...
God, you are the ugliest person I have ever met.
This is what the article was kind of suggesting. So what I thought I'd do is try and experiment, set up a controlled experiment in what chat-up lines work the best for you, Ben, okay? So what I've done is, I'm not going to chat you up. Obviously, I've recorded a lady saying some chat up lines. Okay,
right.
And you've got to kind of try and report your responses to these. Okay.
Fine.
So here's the first one. We're going to start with conventional ones. Here we go. Listen to this. Just imagine, and you at home as well. Just imagine you're kind of in a relaxed kind of restaurant situation. You're chilled out. The date's going well, and then this comes out, okay?
Excuse me, do you know how much a polar bear weighs? No, me neither, but it sure broke the ice.
How do you feel?
That's just awful.
No, not good?
No.
Not good? Okay, let's try another one.
Do you believe in love at first sight? Or do I have to walk past again?
Mmm. Ooh.
Oh dear.
See? That's okay, isn't it? So let's go into the slightly more unconventional chat-up lines.
Yeah.
Hi, you'll do.
What do you think? Is that okay?
No.
Hi, I take it you're single?
Oh, that's funny.
It's okay, isn't it? You know, slightly maybe, I don't know.
It's fine to feel intimidated by me, but please do try to get over that.
See? They're confident, but, you know, they're trying to exert a bit of,
Yeah.
You're ugly, but you intrigue me.
Yeah? That's what you want to hear from a lady, I'm guessing.
Right.
So, I mean, how romance do you feel?
Honestly, I feel a slight loss in faith in humanity, if I'm honest. People use those things. That's just bad.
So it's the Matt and Ben podcast. Hope you're enjoying. Now, we haven't eaten any of the chocolate coins yet. I think we should... come on. If you've got chocolate at home... Unwrap it.
Now is the time to consume it.
Yes, it's reached the point. We have two chocolate coins here each. So I mean, don't waste. Don't go stupid. Don't go crazy. Don't go greedy. Okay, just have one. What does it say on them? What does it say?
10p chocolate.
Same here.
Yeah, except it's the same on both sides. That's rubbish. They don't have a head or a tail. You can't toss a coin.
And there isn't any variation between the two. This one's a 10p and yours is a 2p. So,
10.
What?
You said mine's a 10p and yours is a 2p, so there's no difference. You just ruined your own point in one sentence.
That was wrong, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't taste too funny, actually. Does your taste all right?
It's all right.
It doesn't taste poison, does it?
I don't know. What have you laced these with?
I haven't laced them with it. Honest. Anyway, the time has come again. Fun things to do with duct tape. Ooh. We've done a few of these already. Well, two of these. This is the third one. As ever, the thing you're going to need is a roll of duct tape. Let me just turn my headphones down a little bit because they were deafening me slightly. There we are. They're fine now. So, what you need to do is rip a bit of duct tape off. Now, I should probably explain that the fun thing to do with duct tape this week is make a wig.
Ah, really?
So, the amount of duct tape that you use for this is dependent on how long you want the wig to be.
Also, the size of your head.
True.
If you have a particularly massive head, then you will need more duct tape.
These are two factors to keep into consideration, okay? For this one, we're going to suggest that they have some sort of average-sized hair, okay? So I have taken off about, I don't know, 8 inches, okay?
Maybe.
So I'm gonna rip that off.
Yeah.
And the next thing that you've got to do is make some strips, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a strip there. And I am going to stick it to my arm. Now, caution here. If you have very hairy arms, like Ben does, don't do this. Otherwise,
Otherwise, I wouldn't do that.
Although, it can also incorporate another fun thing to do with duct tape, which is wax yourself.
Yeah, maybe that should be a feature in next week's podcast.
Stay tuned. Anyway, another piece there. Yeah. So we got.
I think it is worth stating that you could stick them to, like, a table or the side of a table or to your face.
No, you can't.
You could stick those to your face.
Well, you could, but you've got a hairy face as well. So
I do. Yeah. I wouldn't do it. I said you could do it.
Yeah, but if you've got a hairy,
you don't.
Whatever.
Therefore, it works.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't got a hairy arm, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but no.
So they're stuck on there like that. Now, you also need a head for this to work, okay?
Yeah, that is kind of crucial.
We're not going to use a head in this instance. I'm going to use a juggling ball, okay?
Yeah. Now, the juggling ball simulates someone with a rather small head. True, really?
True, but I mean, they could be just very small people.
Yeah,
we're not being discriminatory here. And you just sort of stick it on.
Maybe a small child.
True, yeah. We're a fetus.
If you ever wanted a baby wig, or a fetus wig.
Indeed.
Then that works.
And we'll post a picture of this up, but you can see that is a pretty attractive wig there. I mean, remember to have more at the back and at the sides in comparison, because they need somewhere to see out of the front, but
Of course, the benefit of this is you can add to this almost indefinitely, and if you want extensions, for example, very easy to just stick them on.
You can also accessorise with hairbands and clips. Okay, so, years ago, years and years ago, many, many years ago.
How many?
Quite a few.
How many years? I wanted an exact number.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you can help me with this.
Okay.
Because I used to play the saxophone, right?
Okay.
And didn't you used to play the flute as well?
I did. I played the flute.
Yeah? Now, what grade did you get to on the flute?
4.
You got to grade 4?
Yeah.
See, now I only got to grade 1 on the clarinet, which was a proprietary work to the saxophone. So you've done an awful lot better than me. However, I think, you know, how long has it been since you've played the flute? Rough estimation.
4 years? No.
Three, four years. A fairly long time.
Yeah.
Been a long time since I've played the saxophone.
Yeah.
However, look what I've brought in to the studio. Now, this is on loan from my sister, okay? This is none other than a real-life flute.
Oh, really?
In here, yeah.
So you got me to eat chocolate before this?
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh, sorry. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. It's not mine.
There's actually, precisely. Although this is on loan from my sister, and, you know, both my testicles and my penis will be removed if anything happens to this.
Right.
So no pressure. Not that I don't trust you, so you can take that.
Yeah.
And I've also brought with me, a saxophone.
How did I not notice you bring these in?
I didn't. I brought them in earlier today.
Ah, you were sneaky.
I was sneaky. Exactly. Yeah.
I just thought I drove you here. You did not put those in my car.
I couldn't have snuck that under my... So what's going to happen is we're going to make a little band. Okay.
Oh, really?
Well,
that's pretty cool.
Because
am I allowed to play this?
Of course you are. Yeah. Yeah.
Does your sister know that I'm going to be playing this?
Absolutely, she does. It's special permission, but yeah, you can absolutely play it.
And has it been clean since your sister's been using it?
Yeah, it has. It should have been.
Right. Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Well, it will be fine. You just got to blow over the top with a flute.
But you still got to put your lip against it.
No, wash your face afterwards if it bothers you so much.
Yeah, it does.
Now the problem is with the sax is that there's different reeds and they get sort of. Oh, this one's all right. Okay.
Yeah.
So now I think this is something that we should get into as a kind of sideline to this. We should kind of be in a kind of jazz duo.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I can still play this.
Well, I don't know if I can play the sax. So this is a very sort of social experiment. Ooh. Oh. Doesn't that...
Yeah.
Does that bring back memories? Oh, check out the beauty of that sound. Beautiful. Okay, you all warmed up. Here we go. We've got a bit of a beat. So, this is an introduction, please, before you start. Welcome to the Matt and Ben Duo. Today we are playing our own piece called The Anaconda.
What?
Shh. We've started. We can't play any. any royalty music, by the way. You can play as well. Come on. Come on.
What note, what note is your first note?
I have no idea. Come on.
Let me just see if I can find it. Oh, that's pretty good.
I had a lucky guess.
Yeah, no. No, hang on.
Beautiful, yeah. My mouth has never. It's just a it's a weird thing playing a reed instrument because your mouth. That was great though. Well done, mate.
Yeah.
You've still got it.
Oh, thank you.
So you know we've been having a lot of fun on the podcast as we always do, but I feel there's something missing. Do you know what's missing?
I don't. I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Yeah. It's hitting you round the face with something.
Oh, not again.
Okay. The thing is,
really, it's usually newspaper, or it has been the last two times.
Well, I can tell you that it won't be this time.
Oh, okay? No, we're having a change.
We don't know yet what it's going to be. I do, but it's a mystery. So it's a game, again, basically, I slap you round the face with something. You have to guess what it is.
Yeah.
Slight twist this time. I'm going to tell you what all of them are. You've just got to guess which one's which. They're all of the same sort.
There's more than one.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to be the flute and the saxophone, are they?
No.
You're going to hit me with those. That's going to
It might be a bit obvious as well. No. Okay.
Yeah, make a noise.
Okay. Yeah. So close your eyes, dude.
All right.
Take your glasses off. You will need that. Yeah. So, I can tell you that this week I am going to be slapping you round the face with three different celebrity autobiographies.
Oh, for God.
Okay.
Hang on. Are these quite fat? Not fat celebrities. I mean, fat autobiographies.
So, the three books are Peter Kay, Frank Skinner, and Russell Brand. Okay, so keep those in your mind. As I slap you around the face, okay? So I'm going to do the first one. I'm going to do all three, and then you have to guess which order it is afterwards, okay? So the first
one... So who are they? Peter Kay, Frank Skinner, and Russell Brand.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so the first one's going to be on your left cheek, okay? Right, are you ready? And... Okay, I've done it.
How was it? Hardbacks, wouldn't
you? They were the only ones I had!
I mean, of all the things that hit me in the face with a...
Okay, number two.
Book.
Number two is coming at you on the right cheek. You ready? Pah! I did it on the left cheek. Ha! Just to fool him. Right. So that was the second one. And the third one. Let me just get the order right. Okay, here we go. And the last one is going to be on the chin.
No, it isn't. I'm not. No. Yeah,
just be gentle. Okay, the forehead. Now, there we go. Okay. And again. Okay. That's all of them.
Dear.
That's all of them. It's all over. It's all over, mate. Oh. It's fine. So.
Oh, dear.
Number one, if you can cast your mind back. What did it feel like? Was it Frank Skinner? Was it Peter Kay? Or was it Russell Brand?
I'm not allowed to look at these books before I tell you.
No, you're not. You've just got to do it on the feel, okay? So if you think about, Russell Brand, he's a little bit of a dick. Peter Kay.
Yeah.
slightly less of a dick. you can kind of verge it from there. What do you think it was?
What was probably, it? I don't know, Russell Brand first.
Russell Brand first. Wait. And
can I say all of them and then you... And then...
No.
No.
Because you were wrong, it was Frank Skinner.
Was it?
See? But on this one, you've got less of a scope.
Okay.
You've got less of a scope. So the second one...
So that leaves second and third.
So this was the one that I hit you on the left cheek. I said it was going to be the right one. It was mischievous.
It was a surprise.
Did that feel like a Russell Brand or a Peter Kay? Was it Russell Brand? Hairy man? Peter Kay? Fat man? what do you think?
I don't know.
Just get a wild guess. Come on.
I'll just say Russell Brand again.
Russell Brand? No, it was Peter Kay.
Wow.
Peter Kay was the second one. Well, you've got one left. Was it?
Oh, dear. I haven't said Frank Skinner yet.
Now, do you know what your IQ is?
No.
No?
I suspect it's sort of fairly average or
fairly
low.
Fairly average?
Low average.
Nah, it's going to be above average.
No, it isn't.
No, you come across to me as fairly intelligent, fairly together.
Right.
We've played this game on the computer, Portal, which you're very good at. Which
well,
I'm...
that's practice.
No, but it is also stipulated thinking, and also you can play chess very well, you can do Rubik's. You've got quite a logical brain, okay? Uh-huh. So what I'm going to do is, and this is just some music that I've knocked up.
A bit of bass.
So, this is called Dunker's Radiation Problem, okay? And
I don't think I've heard of this.
You don't think you've heard of it?
Well, I might have done.
Apparently, only one in every 10 can get the solution to this problem. So I thought I'd try it on you. Okay, here we go. Suppose you're a doctor faced with a patient who has a malignant tumour in his stomach, okay? It is impossible to operate on the patient, but unless the tumour is destroyed, the patient will die. There is a kind of ray that can be used to destroy the tumour. If this ray is directed at the tumour at sufficiently high intensity, the tumour will be destroyed. Unfortunately, at this intensity, the healthy tissue that the ray passes through on the way to the tumour will also be destroyed. At lower intensities, the ray is harmless to the healthy tissue, but they will not affect the tumour either. How would you kill the tumour but leave the patient unharmed? What do you think?
I kind of drifted off halfway through that.
What? Oh, for God's sake!
I was listening to... It's your fault for putting decent music on. Turn that music off and say the problem again.
Guy's got a tumour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a ray
in his stomach.
In his stomach, there's a ray that can kill it. Okay.
Yeah.
If it's at sufficiently high intensities, it will kill the tumor.
Yeah.
Okay. If it's but unfortunately, at the intensity, it will kill the healthy stuff as well that it has to pass through.
Okay.
Okay. If it's lower, it won't do anything. So it won't kill the tumor. So what do we do? What happens? How do you kill the tumour without killing the tissue?
Where is the tumour on his stomach?
In his stomach, yeah.
Yeah, but is it close to the surface or is it sort of...
It doesn't matter.
Could you go sideways? Is he particularly fat so it sort of sticks out so there's no vital organs in the way?
Nah, I don't... No, it's irrelevant.
Okay, right.
What do you think? Is there any way of doing it?
Probably.
Yeah? Okay. No, he's got nothing. See, you've disappointed me.
Yeah.
See, I thought you'd get it.
Well, if it's only... It'll only... If it's high, then it'll only kill the...
Yeah.
But it will... I mean, what they do...
Yeah.
Can you do it so that if you do two of the lower ones, then it'll...
Oh, no, he's going right! Fuck it out. You weren't supposed to do it. You weren't supposed to get it right. I was supposed to give you another one. Oh, look at that. See, he is intelligent.
What?
He's got it right. He's got it right.
So
but
if
I'm
you
gonna
do two...
throw you. I'm going to throw stuff at your face anyway. Because he's got it right. And he should have got it right. Chocolate coins. You got it right.
Ow.
Well, you got it right. It's a mixed blessing. I mean, you're harmed, but... anyway.
I ran over the chocolate coin with my... Anyway, what was the second
you
one?
You idiot. What?
You said there was
well,
a second one.
What you do after that, if they get it wrong, is you give them an analogy. You go, oh, there was a castle, and the way somebody got to the castle, they couldn't defeat it. But what they did was there were several routes to the castle, and they divided their army into lots of different groups, and they attacked the army from different places. And then after that, people got it right. But normally, but people need that analogy to get the
trouble
thing
is
right.
That thing.
Yeah,
That's how they get rid of tumors anyway. They
that's
find
how they
two.
Do, you just know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they actually do it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just I'm thick.
Well, that's just a rubbish test.
Shut up. Shit, it's the wrong one. So it's nearly at the end of the podcast, but I thought, you know, just to finish. You're on a board.
That was a really long swear word.
I know.
How dare you?
You're aboard the Matt and Ben ship. Seagulls.
Matt and Ben ship.
Matt and Ben ship. Welcome aboard! Oh, shut up!
Get rid of them,
they're gone.
They've gone. Oh, but now we've got tidal waves.
It's getting choppy, isn't it? Oh, wouldn't it be awful if it rained? Oh, dear. Imagine if it rained right now.
Oh! Oh, for crying out loud.
Jesus Christ. See, now we're all wet in the middle of the sea. Seagulls, I mean, the seagulls are gone, but, you know.
Yeah, well, they were sensible. They buggered off.
But at times like this, Ben, you know, at times of trouble and, think things are bad. Things are rough. But we've got to stick together.
You're not going to burst into song, are you?
you and me and the people listening to the podcast, you know, you're the Matt and Ben fans, you know. And there is going to be trouble in life. There's going to be times where you think, oh, there's rain. But stick together with your friend. Invite your friends. Listen to the Matt and Ben. Just keep listening to Matt and Ben. It's going to change your life. MattandBen.net and various other outlets. Thank you for listening. Keep listening. It will change your life. We'll be back next week.
I really hate those cheesy endings. You know when they fade in a bit of music over what was going on originally and they start talking a load of stuff about how life's going to get better?
Yeah.
I hate those. Yeah.
Well, the rain stopped. At least you can be thankful for that.
Yeah, well, you know. It wasn't positive thinking that made the rain stop, was it?
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Well, you just saw it. That's what happened.
No,
that's
not what happened.
That's what just was bloody
that
happened.
That is not what happened. You can't take that and just come up with some random...
Well, I just have. And I hope
you're
feeling
better than those scientists.
Nah, just cut.
Those fake scientists who come up with random things.
It's changed people. People have a different way of thinking now, listening to that.
No.
And you've just spat on them.
Yeah. And spit on them and their beliefs.
See you next week.